The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I can't picture Michael Irvin basically going on television and lying about what DeAndre Hopkins told him. That wouldn't make sense to me.
I could see it, though, but to me it obviously happened. And that being the case, I mean, I don't know how the guy keeps his job.
Well, let's take the next step now. Is there any justification for Bill O'Brien if this indeed went down the way that we're hearing it did?
No.
Is there any way you could, like, Bill O'Brien could go, well, you're taking it out of context here.
How?
That's what I'm struggling with. It was probably about a week ago when there were two owners who they weren't keen on eliminating fans from their games. They were going to just keep having fans at their games until the government said they couldn't. And those two owners were James Dolan and Tillman Fertitta. He was the other. So that's when I was like, you know, the more I think about it, do you think that Tillman Fertitta is rich enough to be an NBA owner?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send a message. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can Twitch the show, you know the number for that, too. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. The rest of it, having a little fun with TV and people we got drunk with and things like that.
I don't know what's going on with Galveston County, but I know tonight's the last night you'll be able to go out and eat at a restaurant or drink at a bar in Montgomery County.
Oh, okay.
They're shutting it down tonight, too. So
yeah, I think it's probably, I don't know what's going on with Brazoria, but I'm sure that's next. And I'm not sure what's going on with our friends in Beaumont. You guys can tell us and we'll keep everybody updated there too. But I think it's just a matter of time for everywhere that, and you know, it's probably the safest thing. I mean, again, I'm of the opinion that the damage from this is going to be a lot worse from what we're doing than what the virus is going to be, but doesn't matter because this is what the government's told us to do, so that's what we're going to do.
I believe the judge of Galveston County agrees with you from the statement that I had heard from someone.
Really?
That he said he's not going to order businesses to close because technically, legally, he can't do it. And technically, Harris County can't legally either.
Well, I mean, made it pretty clear. I mean, they can make it like a city ordinance, right? I mean, they can pass that kind of stuff on an emergency basis, I'm sure.
I don't know. I'm not a huge legal expert, but from what I had heard from reading something, they could technically sue if they wanted to.
You know, that's. I think people are going to be willing to do what we're told to do, whether we agree with it or not. That's. Trust me, it's not the first time I've disagreed with our government. First time this week, even, or today. Holly says, is it awkward that I turned on our ESPN 97.5 app in the flower store while my family is picking out funeral flowers? I mean, everyone loves hearing Fred and sometimes AJ, right? Hey, I think we're great.
Go work on your mock draft, Holly.
I think we're great for a flower store. And sorry about your grandmother, by the way, Holly, but get her some nice flowers and tell people in the flower store to, you know, stay sportsy bitches. And what else? I had something else I wanted to get to here. Aaron, you said somebody sent a message in. Did we ever get to that?
Yeah, that was the esports. Do you think it's going to be popular enough?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I know you said you had it, and then I get distracted sometimes. So, somebody says, are you guys going to be drinking if you work from home? Probably. Probably.
I mean, the thing is, we work late in the afternoon, so, I mean, will I maybe crack a beer during the show? Possibly.
We do that here all the time. We do that when we're on location.
Will I be drinking at noon? No, because I'm going to have to do a show at 4.
Well, not only that, there's other stuff that we're still going to have to do from home, work-wise. And you know, we still got I still have a website to run. So, you know, yeah, we'll but I'm sure during the show, sure. So, somebody said, I think the only way they can force them to close is with a curfew. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know how each county works, and I don't know that. Yeah, I'm sure if somebody really wanted to say, "Hey, screw you, we're going to be open," they could. But I guess the you know what? If we're looking for positives, this is the best Galleria traffic has ever been. Getting in and out of here has been easy as hell. So there's that. So, yeah. But Deacon said, I'm pretty sure state of emergency gives them a wider range of power concerning private businesses. Maybe it's illegal under normal circumstances. I'm sure a global pandemic activates a few broader authorities. Well, I don't know. It's like when they declare things a disaster zone or an emergency zone, maybe that's what they do. I don't know. 49 says Beaumont just shut down bars and gatherings of 10 people.
There you go.
So 281 says, come on, Fred, you've run that site drunk before. I don't know if I have. The old one I did. I used to, you know, get drunk during Texans games and write drunk stories. That was fun. So what are the odds you'll be consuming West Coast medication if you work from home, from Zach? I probably won't do that until after the show.
Yeah.
Although it might be fun. You know, maybe, just throw this out there, because we're going to be needing to come up with some things. Do a show stoned. It might be fun.
Yeah.
Let's. I'll put that on my list of potential things to do. So, yeah, and I'm not sure what's, like, as of now, my wife is still going to the office. But at some point, like all, they have a big office in New York that she deals with.
Right.
And those guys have to work from home.
Well, we're working to make it where we'll be able to do the shows from home.
Yeah.
That's the plan. We're working on that now. Hopefully, we'll get all the equipment that we need in and everybody.
We have the technology.
Starting Monday or maybe Tuesday, sometime next week, we'll be working from home.
Okay. So one of those shows, I'm going to get baked before.
All right.
We'll just see how it works.
Why don't you get baked during?
Yeah, I could do that. Well,
that way, like, we'll make the 6 o'clock hour your baked hour.
Because I want to smoke, and I can't do it in the house.
Why?
Because I don't smoke in the house. I got to go out on the porch.
Weed doesn't count. Just go smoke on breaks.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. Or I could go in the garage.
Yeah.
Smoke down there and do the show from there.
Can we make a three dump rule? If I have to dump you more than three times, we're just killing your feed.
You know what? I don't cuss a lot when I'm stoned, because I'm just like the most chill guy ever, and I just come up with weird things.
When
like, man, there's a cockroach staring at me. Look at that little bastard.
When I worked offshore, it was really hard to smoke pot on the oil rig, because there was smoke detectors everywhere. But what I discovered was, if you had a buddy system, you could use a couple wet towels, and if you cover up the smoking device with a wet towel when it's not in use, and you blow your smoke into a wet towel, then it's all good. Now, wet towels might not be the most hygienic thing to use in in the crisis here, but
yeah. Well, I'll figure something out. Don't worry. And I still have a little of the. Now, what I could do, although I'm told it's not legal anymore to do the vape.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. If I want to ask, who, in your opinion, are essential personnel? I assume people like the garbage man, policeman, fireman, mailman, things like that. But who else? I think anybody who's working, like, at the gas station or
grocery stores,
people like that, definitely. So, yeah. Somebody wants to know, where are you going to ride your bike now that all the bars are shut down? I'll just ride it on the bike trail. There's a good little bike trail by me that I ride on all the time. And so I liked the idea of bike to a bar, have a few drinks. But nope, you know what I'll do? I'll bike to one of the breweries, buy some beer to go, and then go sit down on one of those benches and knock out the beer, and then get back on the bike. I'm not going to read your text, 281. So non-essential employees, you mean the usual suspects, right? Stop. That's funny, but mean. Oh, boy. So, yeah, apparently there was a 5.7 earthquake in Utah today. And
well, that's crazy.
Yeah, just like you need a, you know. The deal on the closings is the county can impose civil fines but not cause people to be arrested. That's from Lawyer Dave. So,
all right.
So there you go.
Now.
Yeah, whenever you need something. It's funny. I had two more people today reach out for Lawyer Dave's phone number. So people are still getting in wrecks. That's happening. Deacon's public utilities, water treatment plants, power companies, stuff like that. I would say probably the oil. A lot of people in the oil business need to be out there producing at the refineries. So I'm in the retail cell phone business. They're keeping us open because now considered an essential service from Trevor. Yeah. Internet, anything like that. There's a lot of essential personnel out there. A lot of people that are more important to keeping the machine running than we are. But yeah, that's why we're doing our best to just you know, get you through the day for those of you who
trying our damnedest.
Yeah. Yeah. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. As we mentioned, Domino's is very essential. I think pizza delivery and Chinese food delivery right now are probably going to be just fine. So, and guys, if you can afford to do that, that's help these guys out, keep them in business. I mean, it's just going to be a pain in the ass. Yeah, somebody says chemical plant making plastic for medical supplies. Yeah. Drink lady at golf course is essential.
I don't know about that.
Oh, God. I miss those days when I used to go out and play golf and get really drunk and flirt with the cart girls and get rejected.
Well, that's life.
Well, yeah, that's me 24/7.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, I mean, pretty much any woman that I flirt with treats me like Dikembe Mutombo used to in the day.
Not today.
Oh, not today.
Or tomorrow or the next day. But hey, guys, one thing you can still do is get on and bet on the ponies. And the one place to do it, betusracing.com. And they've got every track that's running right now. There's not a whole bunch of them, but there's enough. Man, Santa Anita's running and Fairgrounds and Oaklawn Park. Well, betusracing.com offers you daily rebates. They've got a casino and a sports book. And if you want to play blackjack or you want to bet the ponies or whatever, betusracing.com has got you covered. How about this? Blitz listeners qualify for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. And, guys, my picks have been pretty damn good over at Sam Houston. And they ran yesterday. They ran today. They'll be out there Friday night. Well, you can't go out there and bet on them, but you can go to betusracing.com/the Blitz. And guess what? You can bet. That's betusracing.com/the Blitz. Go to betusracing.com/the Blitz and sign up today. Get in on the action, not just at Sam, but all those other racetracks. Or you can play the casino, betusracing.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 409 says, viruses, earthquakes, locust swarms in Africa. My semi-crazy wife thinks this is the end times. Yeah. SMH. Well, ancient astronaut theorists suggest that, you know, this could just be a you know, an influx of aliens causing all of this.
Is that what they say?
Yeah. Well, that's what I say. 281 says, finally heard the number. You guys rock. Hopefully I'm not texting somewhere in China. Demand Damon. Welcome. Yeah, I, you know what I'm kind of getting sick of?
What are you sick of?
All the emails I get from companies with their own coronavirus update. Especially like when a credit card company comes on and says, during these times, if you need any help, just remember you can log in and pay your bill online.
True.
Yeah, which is what we do anyway.
That's what I'm worried about.
So, yeah. Somebody says it's surprisingly slow at Domino's, by the way, even with our contactless delivery option. Well, yeah.
That is surprising, but it won't be long, trust me.
Yeah, well, as long as everybody is, until everybody runs out of money. I mean, oh, well. 713-780-ESPN. I know you put a bracket together for that.
Yeah.
How did people respond to that?
Well, about the way you would expect. They argued over seating and nonsense. I posted today. I was just bored, and I was like, I put together my All-American teams today.
Yeah.
And people lost their minds about that, too. So there's always something to argue about.
I saw that the Washington Post did a simulation of the entire tournament. And I bet it would take you four or five teams before you got to their winner.
Michigan State.
No, but you're in the right conference.
Ooh.
And there's a state at the end.
Ohio State?
Yeah, they had Ohio State winning.
Ohio State was
over Baylor, I believe. They beat Duke in the semi and then Baylor in the final.
It's a team I liked early on. I mean, they kind of fell apart, you know, in the middle there.
Well, I ran my simulation and the University of Houston won. So you can I'm really proud of those guys, and especially since it had been a while since they'd been to the Final Four. And that's a great part about this. You can all do your own simulations and have whoever you want win.
Yeah.
And it's perfectly acceptable. So it would have been better if they'd given us a bracket at least, just to say, hey, these teams would have made the tournament. But I guess because they didn't finish off the conference tournament, you really couldn't. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Apparently, there's a report out that the Bucks might be going after your guy Todd Gurley. Add him to Tom Brady.
You know, that's a guy that I know the Rams are willing to move off from. And if you think that you can get something out of him, you can get him back to healthy. That's when healthy, he's an elite running back. I just, once a guy's damaged goods, I'm usually not interested.
Yeah, and especially the money he's still due.
Yeah,
but that, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but. Looks like Jameis Winston's going to wind up without a starting job, which I don't think is really surprising, but you'd think somebody would maybe take a flyer on him if they've got a questionable, you know, I mean, you could get him really cheap. I don't know. But of all the moving parts here, he's the one guy who still doesn't have a job yet, which I think Brady most places wouldn't have been that much of an upgrade. I kind of think he is there just because he's not going to turn the ball over 30 times.
Yeah.
Said not going to throw 30 touchdowns either, but I do expect him to have a, you know, decent season. Even if he just does what he did last year, just don't turn the ball over.
Isn't it funny that so many people are saying they're switching their fan base loyalty? Do you believe people are actually going to do that?
No. I think people say that when they're mad and then they go back.
I think so too.
So, yeah, I found this simulation. So, Ohio State, number 5, Ohio State beats Dayton, 80-64.
Wait. Oh, okay. Clearly, that's not the first round.
No, it's the Final Four.
Okay.
Baylor defeats Maryland, 72-58.
Okay. Oh, blowout, huh?
Yeah, none of them are really close. Even the championship goes to Ohio State, 74-69.
All right.
So, now, if you're an Ohio State fan, you can say, according to the Washington Post...
The failing Washington Post.
We're the national champion. They're not failing if they made your guys national champions.
Well, that's true.
In fact, they probably, that makes them very very successful.
The very successful
the best.
Washington Post.
It's the best. It's tremendous. One of those things that I thought was really interesting about that that bombshell show was that like Fox News, the LA Times, and all those places are in the same building.
Yeah.
That,
I didn't realize that either.
I didn't either, yeah.
Yeah, my Final Four had Kentucky, Dayton, Gonzaga, and Oregon.
Okay. Yeah, Oregon was going to be kind of my...
Oddly enough, I had Ohio State losing to Dayton in the Sweet 16.
Well,
so...
So who's more right, you or them?
Obviously, I am. Mm. Everyone knows that.
Some Jadeveon Clowney news for you.
Okay.
Apparently, we haven't
he's
really...
going to get some good money, I think.
Well, there's probably a reason he hasn't signed yet. He wants $20 million a year.
Oof. That's a lot.
It's $5 million more than the franchise tag.
Yeah, I don't know that he's going to get that.
And, you know, it's funny. People keep calling him an elite pass rusher. He had 3 sacks last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he played well, but...
He's one of those guys. And if you're a numbers guy, like if you're a statistics guy, he's not for you. He's a guy you definitely have to use the eye test on and see how he impacts games. I would say he's more impactful than his numbers say, but that's an easy argument for the other side is where are the numbers.
Well, and that's the case with a lot of defensive linemen. I mean, unless you're a truly an elite pass rusher where you're getting 15 to 18 sacks, then you can have an impact on the game without you get pressure. You can do all kinds of things without putting up those kind of numbers. Steelers fan Juan in Denver says, listening from a steel manufacturing plant making tower and satellite parts essential.
I would say so.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of you guys are essential. I think you're all essential in your own way. So,
Not all of you. A lot of you.
98% of you. But Jay Garza asked, what are the odds Winston's in an insurance policy for Dak? It's an interesting thought.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. So.
Did you see the biggest news?
No.
WrestleMania is going to be a 2-night special.
Really?
It's going to be Saturday, April 4th and Sunday, April 5th on WWE Network. Guess who's going to host it?
Probably Gronk.
Correct. I'll be honest. I think I'm going to watch WrestleMania.
Not going to be anything else to watch.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. What am I going to be watching April 4th and 5th? I don't have anything going on. Now, my problem would be I haven't watched wrestling in so long that I don't know what the storylines are. I don't know who's a good guy and who's a bad guy. I don't know any of that. But if you're giving me live entertainment 2 nights in a row, can you still do that thing where you pay your $10 and then cancel next month if I don't want to keep paying $10 for pro wrestling?
I'll have to look into that, because I was wondering if you were going to pay for a full month of WWE Network for that.
It's like $10 a month. I mean, it's kind of a good deal. I wouldn't pay $10 a month every month. But that may be a coronavirus splurge that I pay $10 a month to see wrestling pay-per-views, as long as they keep doing them.
All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Scarball says, by the looks of it, insurance agents are not essential. Nobody wants to talk auto or home insurance. Kind of sucks, as that means they're not making money. Yeah, unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people in
there. Tyler said that he's a car salesman, and everybody's still working.
Wow.
And he sold cars this month.
Man. Yeah, I got to get the Camaro sold. Now's not exactly the best time, I'm guessing, but hell, if 3 guys bought them, maybe.
Give me the VIN.com.
Yeah, I'll probably just go to John Clay Wolf.
So easy, you could do it in your underwear, and I think they're buying more than ever right now.
Well, I will be in my underwear then. It's that simple. 713, you know, I'm gross in underwear, out of underwear, you name it. Somebody suggests you might want to buy now before the WWE jumps the price up on you. Mm. I bet they might. I bet you they gouge.
Mm, according to their website, you can do a 1 month for free.
Yeah, I think that's the move. Mm. Or maybe someone sent me an illegal link.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind. If I'm going to watch it, I don't mind paying $10 for the 1 month thing, and then
listen, during coronavirus outbreak, you got to save every dollar you got. I'm going with the free link.
I see, criminal.
Honestly, by the time it comes, I'll be like, oh, it's $10. I'll just,
yeah, it's just $10. Come on. So, oh man, well, been an interesting day to say the least. So.
Is that the word for it?
Yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. But interesting's a good word. I've been in meetings all day, so interesting on all fronts of the business.
Yeah,
all fronts.
My round of meetings comes tomorrow, so
that's fun.
Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait. But hey, we do what we must, man. And
the goal is when all this is over, we've got our team and everything works back to normalcy.
Yeah, and hopefully we're set up for the long haul here, because this is going to be a long haul. And yeah, I don't know. I think I just think the best you can do is just try to be as normal as you can for as long as you can. Remember how they used to tell you in Little League when you were pitching, just go throw as hard as you can for as long as you can?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. Just go out there and throw as hard as you can for as long as you can.
Yeah.
And if we make it, we make it. And if not, well, I'll die before you guys because I'm older. So,
did y'all see Jalen Strong's Twitter a few hours ago?
No.
Because he weighed in on the DeAndre Hopkins, Bill O'Brien controversy. He retweeted the Bleacher Report article and said, "This is who Bill O'Brien is. Y'all thought it was my fault I wasn't seeing the field. The man simply didn't like me because I was a product of my environment. Performance means nothing. He wasted my first 3 years, ultimately ruining my NFL career because I never knew how to kiss ass."
Yeah, I saw that. We actually mentioned earlier in the show that he'd weighed in. It's hard for me to buy anything from a guy who was that bad. I mean, I get it. It's, that's the problem, is like the guys coming out in support of that are him and Braxton Miller. So, 281 said, "I bought the DAZN fights that way. There was just $20, and I bought it and then canceled right away." And I guess it was 2 years ago when I was up in Canada for Christmas, I got DAZN to watch the football games. And I got a free trial in Canada, and all I had to do was cancel it. So for the 2 weeks I was up there, I got to watch football and didn't have to pay for it, which, I mean, ordinarily, I guess I'm paying for it with NFL package, but in general, I was able to watch your Texans and Jaguars 2 years ago. 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here before the end, because we have deaths coming up, and I haven't scouted out to see how good they are today, but usually the key is to look at the best deaths.
That is sort of a telltale sign. Listen, who knows how much we should be celebrating deaths anyway this month?
Well, I mean, I think there's more on this list than people who've died from this here.
Well, there you go.
There's that. But yeah, I mean, we got to be normal, right? Hey, your Texans brought back Vernon Hargraves on a 1 year deal. Oh. I know you're excited about that. Did we see what they're paying him?
No, I don't even care. He sucks.
They also signed former Browns safety Eric Murray.
Also sucks.
That's pretty much it for your additional guys. There was a story going around that Chris Harris was told by other players not to sign with the Texans, that it would be bad.
Oh, I think it's gonna. There's this. This thing that came out with Michael Irvin today, I really think it's going to have long-reaching effects on how free agents and other players look at the Texans.
Well, and that's the thing, and that's why you can't have this guy making decisions. Because if players don't want to come here because of him, I just don't understand why they're so bleeping blind over there. And, if this is going to be... I got to say, every decision that Cal McNair has made as owner since he took over has been a bad decision and a frightening decision. And yes, I would take Jerry Jones over him in a heartbeat, because at least Jerry's not doing as much crazy stuff anymore. But, and there's nothing you can do about it. And, I'm tired of getting mad about it. I'm not changing teams because I don't really have a team anyway. But
Looks like Bruce Irvin's going to return to the Seahawks. We saw that.
It's good for them.
Yeah. Malcolm Jenkins, $32 million from the Saints. He re-signed with them. Apparently, in related sports news, Drake is self-isolating after partying with Kevin Durant.
Oh, thanks a lot, Drake.
Well, I mean, if you want somebody to get it, wouldn't Drake be pretty high on your list? Isn't Drake pretty unlikable? I mean, I don't know. I don't really.
I don't want anybody to get the Rona.
It's all going to happen.
I mean, I want us all to avoid it like the plague.
No. Now we have a first member of Congress has it. Florida Rep Mario Diaz-Balart.
Oh, he's actually my favorite Florida rep.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean,
top five anyway.
We're only hearing about rich people because they're the only ones that can
get tested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
on the bright side, I'm too poor to test positive for coronavirus.
Exactly. Yeah, here's another thing. Can we get rid of that like flower looking thing that they use the picture of on every story? It looks like a dog toy. You know what I'm talking about? The red coronavirus thing? It shows up on everything.
Yeah.
Like people tweet it out all the time. It's like, that looks friendly. That looks like something that you would you play with your dog with.
They should show a picture of Cujo, like rabid Cujo. That's coronavirus.
Yeah, or you know, something like a you know a deadly bat fangs or something. But
I think that would lead to people calling it the China flu or the Kung flu. We're trying to avoid
that. No, the bat flu. It's the bat flu.
But then, now Batman's taking heat.
Well.
Everything that Batman creates, they name it Bat This. Batmobile, Batarang.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bat Flu, he's like, hey, man, this isn't a Wayne Enterprises creation.
How do we know that?
What if Bane was injecting COVID-19 the whole time?
Yeah, I do think I want to decide on our own.
I've always been a mutant. You fools, I was prepared for this day. Look at you now fighting amongst yourselves. Society's collapsing around us. My veins have been pumping with COVID-19 for years. And now it's all mine.
That's a decent Bane, right?
Yeah, it's not as good as the last time.
You're never going to get away with this, Bane. I've got a bat solution for bat flu.
But then Bruce Wayne, of course, in typical Bruce Wayne, rich guy, fashion, he'll keep it for himself and his other rich buddies, and we'll never see it.
Yeah, I just wish we'd come up with our own name for it, because I've seen, all right, so it started off as Wuhan virus, then it became coronavirus, then it became novel coronavirus, then it became COVID-19. Can't we just come up with something that this is what we're going to call it and leave it alone?
I think it's all those things now.
I'm
just calling it the Rona.
Okay.
I don't want to catch the Rona.
I kind of feel like, I don't know, I'm pretty sure I've already had it.
So. I'm pretty sure at least somebody here has gotten it.
Yeah. My money would be on Barry, because he travels so much, and then he was sick for a while. He probably gave it to all of us, and then we all got over it, and now we're fine. So, I don't know, man. Just, I hate the sit around and wait for it thing, but that's what we're going to do. I don't know if you saw this story, but the former lieutenant governor of Florida, he basically got on Twitter and complained about his Vail vacation being destroyed.
No. Is that a good look?
No.
Not so good
look? Not a good look at all. He says, thank you for making this announcement as we were driving into Vail, came all the way from Florida, only to have our family's vacation destroyed when they announced that they'd closed it. Came all the way from Florida, only to realize Colorado is actually stepping up to prevent the spread of a global pandemic. Fixed it for you, Lieutenant Governor. Colorado is united in beating this. He was Lieutenant Governor of Florida from 2007 to 2011. You know, I always talk about, is there anything more pathetic than an ex-president? Is there anything more pathetic than an ex-Lieutenant Governor?
I don't know.
I think that's my new one. All right. One more segment to go. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, let's wrap it up the way we do every Wednesday with famous deaths. These are people who passed away during this last week, but not this last week, but, you know, throughout history during this last week. So, 2018, Craig Mack, rapper.
Yeah.
Big name?
Yeah.
Okay. 2011, Nate Dogg.
Big name.
Okay. 2016, Frank Sinatra.
Just hit the east side on the LBC.
Junior.
On a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G.
I see.
Frank Sinatra Jr.?
Junior. Not Frank Sinatra.
Oh, less of a big name.
Yeah. March 8, 2017, Chuck Berry.
Big name, big time rapper.
He rolled over Beethoven at the age of 90. Johnny B. Dead, I guess. Walter Camp. There's Bowie Kuhn. These guys suck. Let's move on. Karl Marx in 1883, dead at 64. Communist Manifesto.
Yeah.
Yeah, these all suck. Let's go down to inventors. Yeah, those suck. Boy, this is just not a great run of deaths. 2001, Henry Lee Lucas, serial killer.
Alleged serial killer, if you watch the documentary.
Well, he convicted of 11 and confessed to over 100. So,
yeah, it sounds like he was full of crap on almost all of them.
Well. 1945, Anne Frank. Who was dies of typhus in a concentration camp at the age of 15.
15?
Yeah, that's not a good run. Susan B. Anthony, dead at 86 in 1906. Penny for her thoughts. I got to do this one right.
Stephen Hawking, dead at 76 on March 14th, 2018.
No. Julius Caesar, et tu, Brute. Stabbed to death at 55. Brutus is an honorable man.
Yeah.
St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland, dead in 461. Okay. Those were our best deaths.
Stephen Hawking
and Julius Caesar. I guess that leaves us to the porn stars. March 12, 2019, Holly Hansen, who I can't say her real name on air. Nicole, word I can't say, man.
Clear Lake Institute of Technology.
Yeah, yeah. Dead at 27 from?
Ooh, suicide.
Unknown cause, so I'll give you a point for that. March 13, 1988, John Holmes, the legend, died from?
I should know that. How old was he?
43 years old.
Heart attack?
The AIDS.
Oh, the AIDS did get
him. Yeah, that was that.
Friday nights.
Yeah. 2019, Violet Rain. 19 years old.
Ooh, that has to be a car accident.
Drug overdose.
Damn it.
Yeah. And those are your deaths. Boy, those were pretty rough. Not your fault. I mean,
yeah.
You can't control who dies in a given week. But
if I had a time machine, I could.
Well, yeah, but
I'd go kill more interesting people.
That's a terrible use of a time machine. If you had a time machine, you'd go back and kill the damn bat.
That's true.
It started all this.
Well, I just wanted to be known long ago. I put it out there. I'm against the coronavirus. I'm glad more people are joining that fight and are also against it. But maybe had you listened to me sooner, this could have been prevented.
Maybe if you just let it run its course and the whole world economy wouldn't collapse.
All right.
But, you know, whatever. You guys made your choice. Yeah. That's how a democracy works, theoretically, is that, you know, more people want one thing than others, then guess what? Those of us who don't want that thing, we lose that vote.
Accept it and move on. God, you know what I don't want to see is a bunch of old basketball games that they keep showing on TV or old football games. Like, really? I mean, oh, like I said, I did watch the Roughnecks game, but that wasn't that old. That was like a month ago. Like the stuff from the 80s, I don't really care about. Oh, well, it's going to be a long, long run of sitting at home watching crap. That may be another goal that I'm going to work on. Find the worst possible show to binge watch. Like, I need the equivalent of Westworld Season 2 so that I can just bitch about every episode.
Okay.
Maybe I'll go back to The Walking Dead.
I have a lot of episodes on my DVR.
That might be a plan because I know that's going to suck. All right. Well, good job, Aaron. Good job, Hoffman. Good job, me. Don't know how much longer we'll be doing good jobs, but we're going to keep trying. Hope everybody has...
Late Hits doing a good job next.
Late Hits.
Juggy Trey in the building?
I don't know. I haven't seen him yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Late Hits with Braddock and Creighton coming up. Sure they can come up with... You know what? Nice job, Creighton, with a bracket that didn't include you on who was going to die.
Creighton wasn't included?
Yeah, of course not. Oh. He'd have been the odds-on favorite. But instead, they chose to kill the Keith Richards of Houston radio. So
Keith Richards is going to go someday, Fred.
But it is not this day. It is not this day. Stay sports, you bitches. They were stopping to say, oh, my, but that little country boy could play. Go, go.
Go, Johnny, go, go. This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.